This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Glenwood Springs is preparing to sue federal immigration authorities over land use violations. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is detaining people at a building in the city in violation of policies that limit detentions there to 12 hours. The city council voted last week to pursue judicial enforcement, which may mean taking ICE to state court. A family is suing Dollar Tree stores after one woman was sexually assaulted during a shopping trip to a store in Colorado Springs. She was with her child at the time. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Lawyers representing the family say that Dollar Tree is a multi-billion dollar publicly traded company that is repeatedly ignoring public safety problems at their stores. The stores keep staffing levels at a minimum, the lawsuit alleges, which puts everyone at risk. There have been sexual assaults in dark parking lots and inside Dollar Trees across the country. One female member of the Colorado family was assaulted in line at the store as they were checking out in 2025. The family is seeking damages. A spokesperson for Dollar Tree had no immediate comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A pair of new state laws address youth well-being on the playing field and online. One requires youth sports coaches to complete mental health training every 2 years. Coaches must also remove kids from play if they suspect a concussion, notify their parents, and advise them to get a medical evaluation. The other law gives certain social media companies 72 hours to comply with search warrants from Colorado law enforcement. Supporters say quicker responses could help police obtain online evidence in cases involving youth suicide or drugs sold through the platforms. This is CPR News.